about his presence in among us this morning. Oh, he is here. Sing it to him, lift it up as a prayer. He is here. The presence of the Lord is here this morning. Amen. Brother Darty, would you come this morning and take up our tithes and offering?
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Let's all stand. Let's sing that chorus, Take Up Your Cross and Follow Jesus in the Key of F, as Brother Collins come this morning for our responsive reading. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Say that you know him. Hold out of the cross and take up the cross and follow him. So take up the cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day.
Things that goes on, but we don't always is able to place where God has fit in. So everything that may happen, it may be horrible, but where does it fit in the Lord Jesus Christ? We want to be where he was, because when we are all ready, he coming to get us. So let's just keep waiting and depending and looking for him and looking for the way that he promised us that he would come. We're going to read this morning from 1 John, the 4th chapter. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this opportunity and this privilege, Lord, that you've given us to come together to worship. Lord, the world may be falling apart, Lord, but Jesus, let us be strong and be drawing closer together each day. Father, for this world may not be long, but are we ready? God, have mercy upon us and give us the strength that we may do that which is pleasing and honorable in your sight. For Lord, you promised that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. God, and let us be worthy of that place that you've left for us, that you're preparing for us. And we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, for everyone to have a need and a desire, physical or spiritual, Lord, we pray that you would grant it to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read from 1 John, the 4th chapter. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they be of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world.
Hereby know the spirit of God, and every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming on the way.
And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
They are of the world, and therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
We are of God.
Beloved, let us love one another, for the love of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the Son of the world, that we might live through him.
Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins.
Beloved, God is love. God so loved us, we ought to also love one another.
No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God loves in us, and his love is
hereby know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit.
And we have seen and you testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God.
And we have known and believed the love that God has given us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in that day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
There is no fear in love, the perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
We love him because he first loved us.
Love God, and
And this commandment have we from him, that we also loveth God and love the brother also.
Amen.
God bless you. May be seated.
Amen. We love him because he first loved us. Such a great understanding in that. I was thinking one day there's no way you would know how to love like God unless you experience his love first. That's the only way. Let's turn to page 206 in the Spiral Songbook and sing this before our brother comes out. Pass me not. We want the presence of God here. The word unveiled. When he comes, you can't stay the same. There's something he does special every time. And we don't want him to pass us by this morning. Oh, pass me not. Oh, gentle Savior, and hear my humble cry, and while on others thou art calling,
only in thy merit.
morning. Oh, say. Assurance that we have the token that we can apply over all our situations, our lost loved ones. I believe he's here to claim them. Amen. Let's change the order of the service as our brother comes this morning. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see. Jesus, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you.
Oh, I want to see you.
Do you?
To see you.
See him, don't you, brother? You know, we got a birthday. Brother Ray's birthday is today, and Sister Nyla and Brother Ray's not going to be here this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
That's the, all right, the thing, because of the funeral for Brother Darrell. Remember the family of Brother Darrell had to wreck this week and passed away. Just remember his family and all. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Brother Ray because he's not going
to
be here this evening.
To you, oh, happy birthday to you.
And now,
Jesus lives every day of the year. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. And the best year you have ever.
Amen.
Oh, happy birthday.
Best year you've ever had. Ray's catching up with me today. He was behind me. Now he's up. He caught up with me. So then I have to get in a hurry to keep pushing on faster and doing it. All right. And good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like, turn in your scriptures. Turn to Revelation 3:14, and then we'll go to 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 19. The Lord willing, Brother Chris Long will be here with us on the 24th to minister for us the word of the Lord. Brother Luis will be ministering, the Lord willing, this coming Wednesday, and he's up, where? Brother Mike Seaver's preaching today. So we sent him a message that he'd be
having to take the service for Wednesday, okay? So just remember each one of them. Any other announcements?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Revelation 3:14 and 2 Corinthians 5. The Heavenly Father, we thank you that we could have a day and an opportunity. But Father, that we could just come together and sit down and depend upon you to come and meet with us and bring your word forth. We ask you to do these and just bless each one. Bless the family there, the loss of the loved one and all, Lord. And we had a little time to have known him here in life and all, and we just appreciate that. And we just pray that you'd bless. Guide each one. Remember all the sick among us. Remember the people around the world, this old virus and things that's just passing and taking it with us, Lord. And the people are fighting the best they can do. So just have your way. You promised it. And you said you wouldn't leave us nor forsake us. So we believe you. Guide us now. As we read your word, you come and speak to our hearts that we may walk in you in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Okay, let's go to Corinthians 5. Wait a minute. I got to get over. I'm in 1. I don't know where everybody gets that. I'm in 1, and then after that, call it 2, you know, what they're doing. But that's all right, verse 16. Well, yeah, here we go. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. I'm glad of that, aren't you? Because it wouldn't matter if we did know him in the flesh. That's fine. But now to know him the way that the scripture is talking about him in the new birth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, now we got another to wit. We got one in Romans. To understand that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now I want to try, if I can, to back up and just run through real fast and bring this part that we're talking about to end, and then we'll pick up some things along the way that we'll try to go into, maybe adoption, predestination, just some points along the way to be able to follow, you know, the line that we're doing. All right, I hope you've enjoyed what I've been trying to bring, because, you know, to me, I believe it's the beginning of the creation. This is message number 10 that we're bringing, and it's the beginning. It's, you know, we look at it as the beginning, and that's what I said the other day. We read Revelation 3:14. It's the beginning of the creation, but there it is in the end of the book. All right? So then we were looking at the beginning of the creation all the way to the beginning of the creation of a new creation. Because that's what I've been trying to drive at you to for us to see. We know that we talk about the new creation, all right, and we've went through it. We went through the part of trying to bring that God himself came into being or came into manifestation or has revealed himself, you know, unto the man that he would create. Not leaving him in a blind spot, you know, that he wouldn't, be doing it, but he the man that he was going to create, he starts out revealing himself, and to that creation that's back there, see, it would be a new creation because there was never a creation like that. God himself condescending to earth or making himself known to mankind. God himself. Now, then that way we have the understanding that we couldn't have a Trinity, because how would we have a Trinity and we'd have three gods and trying to manifest the things? So we know it's not. It's the one true and living God that he's trying to reveal himself to you and me, or revealing himself back there to the man that he was going to bring into being. All right. Then the Genesis 1:26 man, 27 there, that is the man that he would bring into being, which would be the spirit man, or God dividing himself in his people. All right. That's the point I want you to make sure to follow. God dividing himself into his people. He's not just associating with us. He's not just coming down to be with us. You know, he could do that with the animals and all the kind of things like that. But he's coming down to dwell with us. All right, but not to dwell with us, to dwell in us. So remember, we spent a lot of time on Genesis 1:26. Wade had a lot. That is the spiritual creation, our spirit man that was created, but not created like coming into being that way. But the God of glory is manifesting himself to where we can see him. All right? That's what he's wanting. He's wanting us to see him. All right. Then he's coming forth himself in you and me, because that's the beginning of the creation of God. All right. Is God himself manifesting himself to you and I so that we can see it. All right. Then we went from the 1:26 man to a spirit man, a spiritual creation, went down to a physical creation of a human body. That Adam in the garden, standing there, and I've got one here that Brother Branham said, there he stood, said his feet were standing in the earth. He had created him physically, right? He had created Adam physically and said he was standing with his feet in the earth, and said, then God breathed the breath of eternal life into him. All right? And that's where that... I don't believe that we follow that. I've emphasized it over and over and over that the man that was created in Genesis 1:26 and 27 was not a physical flesh man. It was spirit man, our spiritual being. In other words, it was God in another form dividing himself among his people that would be his offspring. That would be the children of God that would come forth and eventually make manifest. All right. But then he's there in the garden and he's lonely because he still has nothing to fellowship in a natural flesh man. All right. So he creates Adam. Genesis 2:7. He creates Adam. Makes him a spiritual, you know, makes him a human being in a body, 16 elements, a body, and he's there. And then God takes that 1:26 man, puts it into the 2:7, and makes him to be a living soul. Because like I said, the prophet said he was just standing there. He had created him. He had molded him. He had fashioned him. He'd made him to be standing there. And there he stands with his feet in the earth. And then God breathes into his nostrils and he begins to move and go and do. All right, what's he doing? He's making him, he's putting this spiritual man, this eternal spiritual man, amen, because it would have to be the eternal, the 1:26 and 27, all right, putting it into human flesh, which would be the flesh man, all right, but it would be a new creation. Okay? Remember now how we brought it. Adam was created first, physically, and you know what I'm talking about, and then Jesus Christ followed that. Jesus Christ was not the first creation in the physical being. He was the first creation in the spiritual being, because he was the spiritual being. He was the one who was back there and coming forth, all right? But then he brings the man forth, and there you see Adam standing in the garden in a wonderful position. That inside of that human being standing there was the eternal God. Amen. He had breathed into his nostrils blasphemous names. He said, especially into Adam. And I don't think that we want to take that. Maybe that's the wrong way of saying it. But I don't think that we want to believe that to be true. I'm just serious. I don't think that we want to believe what the prophet said in blasphemous names. Then he said he breathed into his nostrils and he became an eternal person with God. There stood Adam in the garden. Spirit eternal, soul eternal, spirit and body still not eternal. But yet it's there. He put into that man that human body that was standing there, he put that he had in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, he put that into that. And it made that. And see, we don't want to take, because we look at the fall, we say, Brother Dale, Adam failed, but before he failed, he had an atonement. Right? So everything was ready, there wasn't nothing going to be out of place. But that man that was standing there, he's standing there just anchored in the earth because he was molded out of the earth. Yep. All right, then God breathes into his nostrils and he's a living soul. Amen. All right. Now that was God's way that he wanted it to be.
That's it.
All right. He wanted it to stay that way, but remember how we covered it and brought it out? Adam was God's way then of allowing to come into being a human body that would allow the fall to be able to take place. I hope you followed that one. That thought was to me a great understanding, as to see that in Adam he could bring him forth and allow him to fall, not make him fall.
Amen.
He couldn't do that, but he allowed him to fall to where that he could display his attributes and things. All right. Then we took it real quick, because you got 4,000 years from the time of Adam standing there in the garden, you know, even in his lost condition. See, then nobody else comes that away. Adam and Eve come spirit being first, then into natural. And then when the fall came, it didn't take away the spirit being. Adam and Eve were still there, because that's where they're standing. And see, then I noticed the point, you know, maybe it's me, maybe it's my thought. But when I mentioned that Adam was a breathing human being with eternal life in his soul, I seemed to get a backing up a little bit. All right. And also the same thing is to say that Adam, see, that you'll kind of come up a little bit and talk to or listen to me about Adam and receiving eternal life. But when I say Adam and Eve, that kind of backs up a little bit. Maybe it's me. I'm just saying it. Maybe it's my thoughts and things. But I don't think that we're really seeing that the way that we need to see it. I don't think we're seeing it in the correct order of the fact that Adam was created, but then God breathed into his nostrils and he become a living soul. But remember, at the time that he breathed into his nostrils, Eve was in Adam. It's not that he breathed into Adam, then he breathed into Eve. That's where I think that we're not following that point to listen, because Eve, Brother Brown said, was in Adam in theophany.
Amen.
Well, her being, her person, of who she is. She was in Adam in theophany. See, we look at what was in Adam, we look at it as a human flesh. And we say, well, a rib was taken from Adam and God made a woman. He did, but now what did that woman do? I mean, there's standing Adam in the earth. God breathed into his nostrils and he becomes a living soul. We might be able to listen to that point, but then when you say that Eve had eternal life, I seem to get a backup. So, all right, you know, I'm not trying to override anything other than just try to preach it, and maybe we'll all see it.
Amen.
Because, see, I believe that Eve was in Adam, all right? Physically speaking, she was there and taken physically from Adam and made into a body. All right. But then she had to have something. And it doesn't say in the Bible that he created Eve and then breathed into her nostrils. No, it's just talking about Adam. So then you got to bring it all back to Adam, that Eve was in Adam. And whatever Adam was when he separated the person when he separated the spiritual part, as we call it, our spirit part of the feminine woman, you know, separating that from Adam. Remember, you got to give that life. All right. Now there's where our problem that we, believe we fall back. We say, well, I can believe that he gave Eve life. But I don't believe he gave her eternal life. Well, where did it come from? If Eve was in Adam, then isn't it easy to be able to put it into a point of to say that her spiritual being, the theophany, which the prophet called the soul, Hebrew series, he said that was in, Eve was in Adam.
That's right.
All right. Taken from Adam and put into eternal life. So, all right, now, just get the point of what I'm talking about. So in the garden then, when you're thinking about that God created man, he created him first a spiritual being, and remember he was created, male and female created he him.
Yep, right.
All right. See, Eve was in that part of Adam that Adam was before the world ever begun. Because if not, where'd it come from?
Right.
Then it comes down to putting that into flesh, and there she stands then with eternal life in her soul. He stands there with eternal life in his soul, but yet their bodies are not eternal. That's why the Bible said that we've got to put them out lest they partake of the tree of life and watch. Look how perfect it worded it. And live forever. It didn't say live eternal. Because you'd have an eternal sinner. You can't do that. See, so it's not the fact when they've done it that they can't live eternally, so he had to put them out lest they partake of the tree of life in the wrong way. But yet what I love about it is, I believe that those angels that was once protecting that tree of life, the prophet said, is now running you and I to that tree of life.
Amen.
To where that we can partake of it, and eventually our bodies will be made eternal. I haven't got to that point. See, I'm wanting us to stay in it, and when I come to this, I hit this part, and I see that, well, wait a minute, it's just not going across. So take it and think about it. When God created man, spiritual man, spirit man, that's 1:26 and 27. Then he put that into 2:7. And there stands Adam with eternal life in his soul, but his body is not eternal. Because it could not have, now here, listen to the thought. See, if it's true that the possibility of the fall was made through Adam. We tried to cover that quite a while. See? That the possibility of the fall depended on God creating Adam and bringing him in a certain way that he could fall. Not fall to death in the basis of losing his eternal life. No. When the prophet was covered in the seal book, he said, Adam fell from eternal life to death. You say, well, there it is. Fell from eternal life to death. Well, you ended the whole possibility of any point of mankind in salvation or whatever. But he fell from in the basis he never reached it. I know I'm carnal, but there's a microphone, see, some 3 feet away. All right? Now, I've got to reach that. Okay? And I can get to that place. But see, I've fallen from that to where that I can't find it. But a way can be made for me to come back to that. And that is the tree of life. And that was what happened in the garden. In the garden, the way for man to be come forth for sin to enter the picture was permitted of God, not created of God that way, because you can't create sin. All right? See, it was permitted. So he permitted man to come into being in a basis to where that he could fall. In the point of Eve, see, she was not an original creation, meaning she was not an original person, not in the point that she wasn't a part of Adam. All right? I believe she was, and maybe you don't, but all right, let's pray for me. All right, let's move on then. I believe that Eve was part of Adam in the spiritual creation, and then when it come to the physical, she was in him in physical creation, taken from him. And as he took from her, from him, the rib to make her, there she stands. All right. As Adam stood here, and then God breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. See, then when Eve was taken from Adam, she didn't necessarily have to be standing on the earth because he was the earth that she was in. Because she was over here with him in that. But then he breathed into Eve's nostrils and she became a living soul. All right? But yet the fall would take mankind into a lost condition, but it did not take Adam and Eve to hell. So they didn't fall from eternal life into bases that they never reached it. Because one day they will reach eternal life in flesh. Right? One day they will reach eternal life in flesh. They're not eternal now. And that's why it's that away. All right? See, then we brought it up from there. Let's try to run it in a hurry. We brought it up from there to where that there was Adam standing in the garden in the bases, body, not eternal, soul eternal. All right? See, then the second Adam, which was the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into being, the difference between Adam and the Lord Jesus, Adam was created a full-grown man. Jesus was born or begotten through the womb of Mary to where that it would come forth that you know, everything would fall into the correct order, all right? Now, then that would bring us to Jesus Christ. See, throughout the Old Testament, then you had no eternal life in soul for anybody. Because how could you? Because Jesus Christ had not died. So he came for the purpose of dying. He came to release it. And all right, we get to that real quick in the basis that there, that Jesus, when he stood on earth, now listen, when he stood on earth, what was he? Brother Branham said, and I've got him here in front of you if you want him. He said, in soul, he was God. But said, in body, he was a man. Now, think about that. That in soul, he was God. The Bible said that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Now, why would it say it that way? God was in Christ. You realize then, to keep your understanding of doing that, the body was a creation brought into being, you know, begotten, brought into being. All right? But that body was not eternal. So he went through his life with the 30-something years with that, living in that human flesh. And that human flesh was not eternal. All right? Then look, you've got the second Adam being exactly like the first Adam. Did you follow that point that I was trying to bring? The second Adam, then the Lord Jesus Christ, stands in the garden, soul, Almighty God, body, a human element. Same thing Adam was. That's why he's the second Adam. All right? To make a way to where he could pay the price of sin for you and I. All right? And see, then that he would be a new creation, but only in the basis of a new creation at that time was he in the point that he was God living in human flesh. Think about the Godhead for a minute, okay? You realize that Jesus, now listen to my wording and don't get confused in the name, the way I say it. Just listen. Jesus was the flesh man. Right? That was who he was. That was his name, Jesus. Uh-huh. Now don't jump away on over and say, yeah, but his name is God. And no, just listen. Jesus was the flesh man. God lived in Jesus. And see, by doing that, he made the connection to the human race. That he's not going back somewhere and going out of existence. Just remember what I'm trying to say. Think about it. Jesus, the body. We say, but Jesus was God. No, Jesus, I'm saying, take my word and listen and don't jump ahead. Jesus was the body. God lived in that body. See, and that body wasn't eternal. It wasn't the fact that it was lost or anything, but it was the fact it had a beginning. See? Adam's body had a beginning. See? Jesus, the body, had a beginning. But the God that dwelt within that never had no beginning. He said, well, well, just think. Jesus, the body. And you'll see the first Adam was Adam, the body, and eternal life dwelling within his soul. Jesus, when he came right back to the same creation that he had in the beginning with Adam. And Jesus comes forth with a body. A body, the Bible said, thou hast prepared me, or the Father prepared him. All right? See, that body was human elements. But the difference was, it was virgin born. Brother Brown said the difference in God and you is the fact that it says God was virgin born. We were naturally born. But he was virgin born. He went through the fact of living and you know, and all, And within Eve, I mean, and within Mary until the time come for him to come forth, same thing as any other baby did. But the difference is that she was not, she didn't have anything to do. Your mama and daddy have something to do with you. But she had nothing, Mary had nothing to do with it. That's the difference in the mankind of Adam and the mankind of the Lord Jesus. But think about it. And if you'll think and just listen and just think about God condescending to earth. And he come down and created a body. His other part was him coming into being in a creation of the new creation, new race. All right? See, Adam was a creation and a race. But he couldn't pay the price. But the Lord Jesus was a new creation, new race. Why? Because he came to, for the point of paying the price. All right? Now, see, then you put it to the point of looking at it that's why Jesus could say Father. Are you with me? Did he say Father? Did he talk about his Father? Did he talk about having a Father? Then he was the Son of God. That's exactly who he was. Jesus was the Son of God, which was God made manifest in a human vessel called the Son. A human vessel. So that he could pay the price. He had to become kinfolks to us to be able to pay the price of all of our sin. And that way he had to come through the Virgin Mary and come into that being that way as begotten. All right? But can you comprehend the Godhead like that and listen about it? It'll give you something to think about because you'll run across it. Just keep reading and you'll run across quote after quote after quote, where Brother Branham talks about Jesus being the body and God being the spirit that was dwelling within the body. But see, that will never end. Adam's body will someday have to be made eternal. Jesus' body was made eternal in the resurrection. Right? The resurrection, the ascension, the change as we call it. His body was made eternal. And see, by his body being made eternal, made him a new creation, new race. No longer dealing by the old creation, a new creation. He was God in human flesh. What do you realize? By the new birth, you are God in human flesh. Now that has a ring back to it because we think that that's just a little bit too far. No, that's exactly what it is. Amen. We are his offspring. We're his children. Amen. He brought us into being. Amen. All right. The new creation, new race stood back there and says, Mary, she finally recognized him.
Yep.
Right? You finally recognize that that was the Lord Jesus. He said, touch me not because I've not yet ascended. I don't understand all of that. Don't worry about it. But there was some reason that she could not touch him at that time. You can have your opinions or whatever. I don't know because it doesn't bother me. But I know it's true. I know she couldn't touch him. All right. But in just a matter of a little time, she could touch him. Others could touch him. Something was taking place that was making that body into a position of eternity. See, then no man hath reached immortality, which immortality means mortal flesh made eternal. That's the best way of saying it. The Lord Jesus Christ, the body was made eternal. But see, you and I have got to do that. But why not think about it? We're already in the process. Right? We're in the process of being changed. What do you think the change is? Me and my wife talking the other day about it. She said, what do you think the change is? I said, well, I don't know. In other words, I don't know what's going to cause it or what is going to mechanically take place. You know, or whatever you say. I don't know. But I know it's got to be. All right. And see, then when our body is made eternal because we're doing the same thing Adam would have done, had Adam and Eve not sinned, they had the tree of life that they could have went to the tree of life and ate of that tree of life. And everything would have been great. All right. Do you realize what I'm saying to you? The more you read the Word of God, you're reading the tree of life. Yes. You're inhaling or you know, taking within you the Word. Amen. Because that was what created all things. Right. See, the Logos, the Theophany, the Word of God, the Son of God, the being that was back there. Is now coming forth in you. Amen. See? You say, well, what is it going to be to make us? Well, I know one thing for sure. Here's part of it, the stature of a perfect man. Because if these virtues can be added to the human being, it's going to bring us to a position to where that we can take the change. I know that. And see, I know that Romans 8 covers that it comes down in finality of adoptions and things. And when it finishes up, it says, to wit, the redemption of our body. We got to have an adoption of form. To wit, to understand. See? Somebody's going to come to a place of understanding what's taking place. But why can't we understand? You simply, as you eat, you become what you are. And if you're eating the Word of God, why not eat it? Why not just enjoy it? We sit at night and listen sometimes 3-4 tapes. Those Wade's pecans come in this time, and you know, we're beating our knuckles over doing his pecans and getting them out and all. And we could just sit there and listen to a tape. Well, it'll just cycle through into the next tape and into the next one, into the next one. I've done that on a deer stand where you just take, I got the little thing that you, Joe and them made, and Richard and them made for me years ago, and I can take that and just put it in my pocket and connect it up, stick it in my ear, and as long as the battery holds out, I can just keep listening. Well, I ain't got nothing else to do. I mean, I'm sitting there, so I can just sit there and listen. What did the prophet say about it? You become the Word as what? As you receive it or hear it or take a part of it. You become the Word. You realize what you're doing? You're eating your way back? Now, a lot of us has ate a lot the wrong way of going back. Yeah. And we kind of lost out. That's what I told Brother Lungor years ago. I've been around Brother Lungor a long time, you know, and he'd get on one of them diet things and crash diet, and Brother Gary Atkins would do it. Get on one, boy, he'd just lose weight. And then you say, oh, hey, that looks good. Then about a month later, you see him that his belt buckles is eking back out, you know. I said, Brother Homer, I said, in the years I've known you, you've gained and lost over 1,000 pounds. Well, but I want to eat the Word, don't you?
Amen.
See, that's the point. That's what I try to do. I try to get you. I ask you, listen, you know, remember the other day I was listening back to what I said. If you want to think about something on the new creation you raised, just go to Christ, the mystery of God revealed. And go through that message over and over and over. Just listen to it. God had a plan and a purpose that he was going to achieve. And said it was to let himself be expressed. Is that the way the prophet was saying? Let himself be expressed. And see, he didn't start out this. Now here's one we're going to swallow. Listen. Remember, he didn't bring mankind over here and start a creation. Maybe I don't know how to say this, but the Genesis 1:26 and 27 man was in eternal life.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It was back there before the world ever begun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was eternal life before the world ever begun. See, then this thing was started of that way, and we've got to come back to that. See, I do know that much about the change. To come to a change, we're going to have to come to the place and the basis that where the Lord Jesus come to a place and he was changed. And you and I are going to have to come to a place to be changed. It's not to how much we know. It's not that way. But why shouldn't we know it? I mean, we're not like the denominations that, you know, they'll just preach and go on and do. We are supposed to be becoming the Word. Well, if that's becoming the Word, then we're going back to where we was. See, we was the Word in the beginning. That's why the prophet could say it, you know. He said, you always was eternal. But the point of it is, see, don't go the wrong way of that. Well, I always was eternal, so I don't need salvation. Now you're wrong.
Amen.
You're wrong. You missed the whole point.
Amen.
You need salvation to bring you to redemption.
That's right?
Right? Yes, sir. All right. See, then the point we need to get is to see we are now going through exactly the things that that Adam went through and coming to the same end. Adam finally eventually stood on earth. He went through stage one, stage two. He stood on earth then as eternal life in a soul, in a body that needed redemption. See, then you and I are coming the same way. Coming to realize what we were and knowing what we were is we know that's where we're going to have to go back to.
Right.
Can you follow that thought? We got to go back to where we started.
Right.
And see, we started with eternal life when he gave us the new birth. Sure, we lost the channel. We lost everything. We couldn't do that. But when he come forth and made a way for a new birth, then redemption could come into view, and then you and I could say that we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Because see, a natural creature, a natural person has a body, spirit, and a soul, but there are none of those eternal. But a Christian has within them the new birth. And that new birth is to make forth and bring us to a position.
Amen.
Bring us to a change. Bring us up through the stature of a perfect man. Bring us out through the adoptional stages. Bring us out to all of those things the prophet taught. You see why the prophet had to come?
Amen.
He just didn't come to just show God to the world and let them see this and that and the other. He come to get his people.
Yes.
God come down in little man to deliver a message.
Yes.
That's why I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the point of the change of the body. Because see, I know that that's the part of redemption that is not fully made manifest yet. We've come through justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Some may be coming through adoptions. Some coming through stature of a perfect man. Because everybody's not on the same level. Some are ahead of the others, is up and down. Alright. But we're all waiting one thing. To wit. To understand. That word to wit has other meanings to it. But it has a great meaning to me in the basis that I think it's in the Bible 20-something times. But to wit, to understand. That's where it's in the scripture. Let me look and see. Yeah. It's where we read in our scriptures from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Then it drops down. To wit that God was in Christ, to understand that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. God was in Christ. He was in human flesh. He became, that's the mystery of it all, is that God and man has become one.
Amen.
He's a new creature. But you see, the new creation, new race, in the human element is not finished until we come to where at, where the Lord Jesus was. When we reach the eternal life, then we are a new creature. A new creation. All right. What are we going to look like? We're going to look like him. Because we're in his image. We're in his likeness. And what are we going to be? We're going to look like him. Because we're his offspring. We're his children. Now we're not... The point of it is we're different in sizes and different in all kind of things, but yet still we are his offspring. We're his children. Think about it. The point I'm trying to get you to see today is one thing. Jesus was God in human flesh called the Son of God. And Jesus was God in human flesh, called the Son of God. All right? You know what? You are God in human flesh, called the Son of God. By the new birth. You're a child of God. All right? Jesus was begotten. The only difference between him and us and the coming is Jesus was begotten, born of a baby, virgin born, et cetera, et cetera, and all. But Adam was created full grown man. See? All right. Are you listening? Adam had eternal life in his soul. All right. He could not impart that. No. So it would take the second Adam. According to the scriptures, to come forth. And to be able to give us his life. Right? See, Adam was created full grown, but Jesus was begotten from the womb of a woman. Right. In body, he was a man. In soul, he was God. A new creation. See? Adam spoke of it. But he fell from coming to that position. He never reached that position of eternal life in his body. So he fell from it. So the prophet's right. He fell from eternal life to death. What? He died. Well, yet he had an atonement. That was already made before the world ever begun, because Jesus Christ stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So he had an atonement. Okay? God put his own life into Adam. And Adam became a living soul. No one else down through time until the Lord Jesus Christ could come forth with eternal life. Right? So then Jesus would have to pay the price. He would have to come in human flesh, be Jesus, the flesh man. And he would have to come forth to give that life that you and I could receive that life. All right? Now, that's not hard to understand, is it? Well, is it hard to understand then that Adam and Eve, being the first of a human race, right? Well, the first of a human race, that was the Adam and Eve. All right? They lost that position, but they never lost eternal life. What position did they lose? They lost coming to that position of to where that they would be God in human flesh. You say, yeah, but you're saying now that we're, you know, because we're the children of God. Adam and Eve and them wasn't counted as the children of God. Why? Because they lost that position. Abraham was never called nothing but God's friend. He was never called a son of God. Check your Bible. Abraham was not a, let's see, how would you say it? He was a special man for a special job, but yet he still couldn't achieve. He could speak of it. He could come forth and show, and God could use him, but he couldn't come forth in the redemptive for you and I. All right? But Jesus did. He gave his life that you and I might have eternal life. And see, this is not just stopping, because he didn't stop. He didn't come forth and just deliver redemption as body, spirit, and soul. His body went to eternal life. So now he is a new creation. Do you realize when he was standing there, he was a new creature. A new creation. God and man had become one. But see, that's where we got to come. He said, I don't see how we can ever do it, Brother Dale. Well, it ain't up to us to do it. Now listen for a minute and I'll quit. He's already taken care of it. He's already paid the price. All we've got to do is believe it. And accept the fact that he's paid our price for us and that everything is there and that we are his offspring. Because if we have, now listen, that's why Adam could never fall to death. See, that's where people would read what Brother Brown says and they don't listen to what he's talking about. Adam couldn't fall to death. You know what I mean? He couldn't die and go to hell or anything. You want the quote from the prophet, you know why he couldn't? He said, because he had the breath of eternal God in his soul. The breath of eternal life in his soul, so Adam could not never be lost. You realize that with the new birth, Christ in you, there's no way you can ever be lost. Might have a lot of problems and things and doing life and all, but you can't be lost. That's wonderful to me. That's eternal life in your soul. And if I have eternal life in my soul, then one day my body is going to follow it. You say, how do you know? Because he has followed. He came to eternal life in soul, spirit, body, right? Because he was eternal God. That's what I'm trying to say to you about the Godhead. If you just think about it, the body was a man. The soul is the eternal God. What about that? You realize then how close we are to it? We're right on the verge of being changed because that's the next thing. Now, not that everybody has already achieved and all this, that, no, but somebody has. I believe that. I believe somebody has achieved the place and the position, and they're waiting on the rest of us. To realize what's taking place. The prophet has brought the message. Eternal life is not just something looking out yonder. Eternal life is the person of Jesus Christ coming in you. And we do that by the new birth. Well, what would be the change of the body? Just another step. Brother Moe had a good way of saying it. He says, just another step. If you remember him, that's the way he made the step. He says, just another step. He said, it's not a long, big one. You got to run and jump. He says, just another step. Think on these things. What about it? We are standing at the threshold of eternal life. If not, then what are we going to do? He said, well, what can you do, Brother Dale? What can we do to try to help this take place? Read and pray. Amen. Listen to the prophet's message. Amen. Listen to the word. And you'll find out what you are. We were sitting there last night listening to one where Brother Brown said, God said all of these viruses and things and plagues that's around here. You know. I mean, he was praying for me last night and all of us, right? Because that viruses and things is here. Because it's real. Come on, musicians. Think on these things. We'll try to pick up maybe going into some things on adoption or something. Just pick up a thought. But the main thing that I want you to see is when we start believing and seeing who we are and what's taking place. Right? To see who we are and what's taking place. Not what's going to take place. That's the problem. We're looking out yonder, one of these days it's going to be. No. It's already here. Let's stand. Think on these things. What we got, brother?
Sing that little chorus, "All Hail King Jesus."
Anybody have a need?
All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel.
King of kings, Lord of lords,
bright morning star.
Redemption of the body is what we're waiting on.
And throughout,
waiting on this body to be changed.
I'm going to praise you,
and
forevermore I will reign with him.
Think about it. With it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send this prayer cloth to our sister. And you just reach down and take that and clean out all those sinuses and things. Let all be well. Because we believe in you. We thank you. We love you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Anybody else?
King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning song. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise him.
Right.
And forevermore, I
just believe it. Father, our brother's concerned about his wife, Lord. She just slid back and things. She needs to move up and get on with you. We send this prayer cloth believing that you'll take care of it. All will be well because Jesus is your name. You got a problem?
I will reign with him. Oh, just worship him.
With your little baby doll that goes with you to the room to be operated on, okay? Don't you worry about it. It'll be all right. Okay. In Jesus' name.
King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning song. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise him. And forevermore, I will reign.
We just ask you to be with us, sister, Lord. Her desires for you, and for you to come forth and manifest yourself. Let all be well, everything be taken care of. We believe it because we're sending this prayer cloth to be the confirmation that all is well. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? And don't forget to remember Brother Luis and then family and all traveling back. He's up there preaching today and coming back. Anybody else? Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. And all we ask, Lord, is what we've tried to say is one thing. We're looking at eternal life. Not a way off. It's very nigh unto us. To where God is coming down to live in mankind. The promise that has always been. And we just ask you now to have your way. Be with each one. Be with Brother Luis and them as they're traveling back home after he ministers, and I'll be with him in the ministry and take care of everything. We just committed a whole service to you, remember, Wade, this afternoon. Let your grace and love be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed. Amen.